Working on Android, posted on Saturday, November 11, 2023. Or, more realistically, working cross-platform, except that the only two platforms I selfishly care about are Android and Debian-descended Linux. Last time I touched Android in anger. Lincoln Post. I was working on a Mac OS machine and trying to do it in JavaScript. This was after failing to get CLJS up and running. Lincoln Post. Given that my current explorations are, by virtue of Hugging Face, going through Python, I figured it might be a good idea to try that as a mobile development language. Turns out it's not complete trash. There's two realistic options here. Beware Briefcase, Lincoln Post, and Kivy Bulldozer, Lincoln Post. The TLDR here is Beware is surprisingly easy both to set up and deploy, and handles a bunch of stuff related to Android emulation. It's a lot more opinionated about what your project file structure should look like and assumes you initiated the project with Briefcase new. Also, its widget library seems to unapologetically be a lot less flexible. Kivy, and in particular, Bulldozer is more persnickety to set up. It makes you deal with finding an Android emulator on your own, but is incredibly flexible. It also has this weird pre-HTML notion that what UI really needs is a weird domain-specific markup different from all the other weird domain-specific markups. Luckily, you can entirely ignore it, and I probably will. Beware. The tutorial, Lincoln Post, is a great place to start with this one. It gets you through building a custom trivial app, building it, and running it on an Android emulator. It also feels like subsequent builds of the application are much faster than the initial one. If you have a simple application that happens to fit within Toga's Lincoln Post constraints, you should absolutely use this, because deploying things is ridiculously easy. I had a basic app up and running on an emulator inside of like 20 minutes, and had it running on my literal phone about 20 minutes after that. The trouble is that if you want to do things like have clickable images, Lincoln Post, this is not the app for you. That link, which I posted twice in this post so far, links to a multi-page discussion from January of 2020, in which Brendan Simon, Lincoln Post, valiantly tries to convince the Beware guys that a real cross-platform GUI widget system needs to let people click-tap whatever on things which aren't always 100 button shaped and which sometimes have ASP icons instead of OR in addition to text. In case you were wondering, the issue is still open, but the framework developers seem ambivalent whether anyone really needs this. Which, given that I want to do professional grade work here, rules me out. Check it out for toys, in case you want to test the waters of personal Android development, or if packaging your project as a deb is more important to you than running it on your phone. I'm moving along, Kivy. Bulldozer is rough. It is documentation, we can post, and it technically tells you how to install it. However, after hours of trying to get it to work directly and scraping through their GitHub and Stack Overflow questions trying to figure out why my builds were failing with SSL errors, and unsuccessfully asking for help on their Discord, what I found out is that those installation instructions are incorrect. They tell you to do pip3 install user upgrade bulldozer, but that'll install it in some weird semi-coherent way, where Certify doesn't have valid SSL certificates hooked into it correctly. What I actually had to do instead was python3 -m install user upgrade bulldozer. I'm guessing this is because Ubuntu 22.4 ships with multiple versions of Python 3. I'm not sure what the underlying implications here are, but the above worked for me. Once you get installation headaches out of the way, the Kivy tutorials, Lincoln Post, are also pretty self-explanatory. Unlike Beware, they have an extremely general widget model that lets you do things like specify tappable, swipeable images and do all the mobile app things you're used to. They've even got a separate, even more mobile-focused toolkit named KivyMD, Lincoln Post, which I might look at if I hit any walls in terms of UI responsiveness. Also, unlike Beware, They seem to have a YAML-based specification language for their UI components. Link in post. Honestly, this seems pretty insane. But from what I've seen, you can easily build your own object trees inside of PI files without bothering with a KVS at all. Which is exactly what I intend to do, but your mileage may vary. I haven't done any serious work with either of these frameworks yet, but I have done the basic Hello World in both. And I've got a few projects kicking around my head that I think could benefit from being implemented as desktop mobile apps, which this exploration is getting me closer to actually implementing. As always, I'll let you know how it goes.